I'm Fred Kirschenman, and I have three different affiliations. I'm a distinguished fellow at the Leopold Center for Sustainable Agriculture at Iowa State University and president of the board at the Stone Barn Center for Food and Agriculture at Pocatico Hills, New York, just outside of New York City. And then I still have a hand in managing our 3,500-acre organic farm in North Dakota. And my work is committed to working with farmers and with people generally in the food business to think about what we need to do to prepare for a new food future and a new agriculture future. And that's what I'm committed to now. Well, this is what I think agriculture will look like in the next couple of decades. I think it's going to look very different because our current agriculture system is based on several resources that we've been able to depend on now for the last 60 years when we've developed what, you know, many people now call industrial agriculture. Those resources are cheap energy, surplus water, stable climate, and some ecological resources that we've been gifted that have been stored up for, you know, millennia. I think as we move forward into the next few decades, those resources will no longer be there, at least in the same way that they are now. And so it's going to require us to fundamentally change our agricultural paradigm. And we're going to have to learn how to produce and process and deliver our food with much less energy than we currently have. Because the reason we've had the cheap energy that we had in the past is because it was all based on stored concentrated energy, you know, old growth forests, but mostly fossil fuels, and in particular, most recently, of course, oil and natural gas, which really supplies virtually all of the energy throughout our food system. And that stored concentrated energy is in a severe state of depletion, and we're using it at a very, very rapid rate. So the thing that we have to imagine, I think, is what kind of food system will work when crude oil reaches, say, $300 a barrel. So we're going to have an agriculture that is dependent much more on ecological resources, biological synergies, where energy gets exchanged among different kinds of species within the food system. And that's going to mean a much more diverse food system than we have now. And one of the other major resources, of course, that we've had is surplus fresh water. And we use enormous amounts of fresh water in our current system. We use about 70 to 90% of the fresh water on the planet just for agricultural irrigation. And we're drawing down freshwater resources all across the planet, so we can't do that in the future. And then we've had an unusually stable climate for the last 100 years or so, which this highly specialized monoculture agriculture that we've developed relies on. And we're likely to have a much more unstable climate in the future, more floods, more droughts. So we have these three very important resources, cheap energy, surplus water, stable climates that we're not going to have in the future. And so the question we have to ask ourselves is what kind of food system will be productive and productive even with an increasing human population under these new circumstances? And I think it's going to be a food system that is based much more in resilience than it is in just productivity, so that it will produce well even under these new circumstances. And I think that means that, for one thing, we need to really pay a lot of attention to restoring the biological health of our soil, because that's a resource that can meet a lot of these new requirements. Biologically healthy soil has more energy stored within it, so you don't need as much fertilizer, which is an energy resource. It also will absorb and retain much more rainfall, so you don't need as much water, as much irrigation. And that means we have a more diverse system, which is going to be more resilient under unstable climate conditions. And I think that our farms will be smaller because they're going to have to be managed in a much more intensive way. And in an intensive way, I mean knowledge intensive. We're going to have to understand how self-renewing and self-regulating systems can be put together. And I think that's going to mean smaller farms with very bright young people, which we fortunately have emerging right now, a whole new generation of young people who want to farm, who are ready to accept these kinds of challenges. And I think we'll be growing more of our food, not only in rural areas as we do now, but in urban areas as we're starting to see emerge already. And we're seeing this in my involvement with the Stone Barn Center. Part of its work is to demonstrate what agriculture in an urban setting might look like. I mean, we have now about 100,000 people who come through there a year just to see what we're doing and how they can take some of that knowledge and to grow their own gardens, to be a part of community gardens, et cetera.